Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take your sources, articles, notes, whatever you've got, and really dig in to find those key nuggets of insight.
That's right. We do the heavy lifting so you get the shortcut to being well-informed.
And today, we're looking at Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Not the casinos, though. We're exploring how it's become this, well, this really vibrant hub for craft beer festivals.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising, isn't it? The scene there has exploded.
It really has. Our source material is mainly from Top Vegas Festivals for Craft Beer Lovers, yep. A guide, plus some related articles.
And it covers a lot of ground. Big annual events, smaller niche stuff, culinary tie-ins.
Exactly. It's not just one kind of festival. Yeah. So let's jump in and unpack what makes the Vegas craft beer festival scene tick.
Sounds good. Where should we start?
Well, when you talk Vegas craft beer festivals, there's one name that just keeps coming up first. The Great Vegas Festival Beer.
Ah, yes. The big one.
Right. It's annual, usually late April, draws huge crowds, thousands of people. But what's the real story? What makes it such a cornerstone event? And the beer selection, how big are we talking?
Okay, so the scale is, it's impressive. We're talking over 400 unique beers.
400? Wow.
Yeah, and they're sourced from all over the U.S. So you get everything from, super hoppy IPAs to these really rich, dark stouts. It's like a snapshot of what's happening in American craft beer right now.
So it's a good place to spot trends.
Absolutely. But it's more than just trends. What's really interesting, I think, is how it acts as a launch pad. Breweries use it to unveil experimental stuff.
Like what kind of experimental stuff?
Well, think about barrel-aged beers. Stouts aged in whiskey or bourbon barrels, picking up all those wood and spirit notes. Or sours, maybe brewed with local Nevada fruit or something unexpected.
Okay, so things you wouldn't normally find on the shelf.
Exactly. You're discovering maybe the next big thing. It turns tasting into like a real culinary adventure. It's not just about knocking back pints.
Gotcha. And it's not just beer, right? The sources mention other things too.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's live music, usually local bands, and tons of food vendors. The whole atmosphere is really lively. Lots of laughter, music, clinking glasses. It feels like a proper celebration, a real community vibe.
That emphasis on innovation and just the sheer scale, it sounds like a must-do for serious beer fans.
For sure, especially if you want those exclusive or rare brews.
So if you're planning to go, it sounds pretty intense. Any tips from the sources on making the most of it? Planning seems important.
Yeah, planning is key. The timing, late April, is usually great. The weather's warm, but not, Vegas in August hot. Perfect for walking around.
Nice.
But because it's kind of the kickoff to summer, it gets really popular. So the big takeaway is book tickets way in advance. It often sells out.
Good tip. Sells out completely.
Often, yeah. Mm. Plus, going in April means maybe slightly fewer crowds than peak summer, so it can feel a bit more relaxed, even though it's busy. You get more space to explore.
Okay, makes sense. So the Great Vegas Festival is this huge anchor event. But Vegas also has a whole week dedicated to beer. Las Vegas Beer Week.
Right. That's a different beast altogether.
How so? What does a whole week offer that you don't get in a single day or even a weekend festival?
It's about depth, really. A whole week lets you dive much deeper into the local scene. It's not just one big tasting event.
So what kind of things happen during Beer Week?
Lots of different stuff. Brewery tours are a big one. You get to see where the magic happens, taste stuff right from the tank sometimes, chat with the brewers about, their philosophy.
That behind-the-scenes access.
Exactly. And tap takeovers. Bars or breweries will feature a whole lineup from one specific brewery, often including beers you can't normally get.
Which breweries usually participate? Is it just the Vegas locals?
You definitely see the local favorites like Craft House, Bad Beat Brewing. Those guys are usually involved. But they also bring in guest breweries from out of town, sometimes even internationally.
Oh, interesting. So it brings in new influences.
Yeah, it fosters collaboration, introduces new trends. And beyond the tours and takeovers, look out for the beer dinners.
Beer dinners. Tell me more.
Local restaurants team up with breweries to create these special menus where each dish is paired with a specific craft beer. It really highlights how well beer and food can work together. It's an art form.
That sounds fantastic. A real journey for the palate, like you said before.
Okay, so from a week-long immersion, let's shift focus. What about something maybe easier to dip into? the Downtown Brew Festival.
Right. Location, location, location.
Exactly. It's right in the heart of downtown Las Vegas. How does that urban setting shape the festival? Does it feel different?
It does. Being downtown makes it super accessible. You can walk there easily if you're staying nearby. Maybe check out other downtown stuff.
Yeah.
The layout is usually pretty open, spread across a few spots, so it doesn't feel too cramped.
And does it focus more on local brews because it's downtown?
There's definitely a strong emphasis on local breweries, which gives it a real community feel. You get a proper taste of Vegas's own scene.
Sure.
But they bring in national brands, too. So still a good variety.
Oh, yeah. Huge selection. Crisp lagers, big imperial stouts, everything in between. Breweries often showcase their, like, flagship beers, but also some innovative ones. And it's not just beer tasting.
What else?
Live music. Definitely different genres. And food trucks are a big part of it, too. Tacos, barbecue, sweet stuff. And they often think about pairings, you know, food that goes well with the beers on offer.
Right. Enhancing the whole thing. Okay, cool. Now, some people love music just as much as their beer. The sources mentioned the Vegas Beer and Music Festival.
Yeah, that one leans heavily into the music side.
So what's the vibe there? Is it more like a concert where there also happens to be beer?
Kind of, yeah. It's got this really energetic, electric atmosphere. You'll get local bands, maybe some national acts playing rock, folk, blues. It definitely feels more like a party, a big social event. People are often dancing.
And the beer, is it just standard stuff or do they focus on anything specific?
No, the beer is still front and center in terms of quality. It's actually a good place to find innovative brews and collaborations. Breweries use it as a platform for special releases, sometimes really experimental things.
Like barrel-aged or sours again?
Exactly. Things with maybe unexpected flavor profiles. It's a great spot for discovery, and you can often chat with the brewers themselves about what they were aiming for with a particular beer.
Okay, that sounds fun, but maybe a bit overwhelming with the music and crowds.
Yeah.
Any advice for navigating that one?
Yeah, the sources definitely say get there early, especially if you want to try popular or limited edition beers before the lines get crazy long.
Makes sense.
And maybe have a bit of a plan, like which breweries or beers are your must tries, prioritize those, and the big one, hydrate. Water is your friend, take breaks, enjoy the music, don't try to taste everything in the first hour.
Pace yourself. Always good advice at a beer festival. Okay, shifting gears again. Let's move outdoors, maybe a bit away from the downtown buzz. There's the Nevada Brew Fest.
Right. This one's often held in a more spacious outdoor setting.
What does that open space offer? Is it just more room to wander?
It's partly that, yeah. More room to mingle, usually plenty of seating, maybe some shaded areas, which are crucial. Feels a bit more relaxed, less frantic.
And does it offer anything beyond just tasting?
It does. They often have games, contests, things to do besides just sipping beer. And interestingly, educational seminars.
Oh, like beer school.
Sort of. You might learn about the brewing process in detail or how they source specific ingredients or really get into the nitty-gritty of different beer styles. What makes a Pilsner, that kind of thing.
That's cool. So you can actually learn something.
Definitely. And they usually structure the tasting differently, too. Maybe multiple sessions during the day so you can choose when to go, enjoy things at your own pace, better chance for actual conversations with the brewers.
And food. I'm sensing a theme here.
Food is always key. Again, lots of food trucks, different stalls, barbecue, vegan stuff, you name it. And vendors often create dishes specifically to pair with the beers. Maybe something spicy to go with a hoppy lager, you know, thinking about those flavor combinations.
Nice. Okay, we've covered big festivals, week-long events, downtown vibes, music focus, outdoor education. What about something totally different? The sources mention Krafthaus Brewery's Oktoberfest.
Ah, yeah, a taste of Bavaria in Vegas.
How authentic does it get? Are we talking full-on Lederhosen and Oompa bands?
Pretty much. Krafthaus really goes for it. They embrace all the classic Oktoberfest elements. Hearty German food, pretzels, sausages, and of course the beer style.
Like Mertzen and Festbier.
Exactly. Brewed specifically for the event, often using traditional recipes, German malts, yeasts. You get to taste these exclusive Oktoberfest beers, seasonal brews you won't find the rest of the year. Sometimes special variations too.
That sounds like fun. Is it just for adults?
No, that's another cool thing. It's usually designed to be family friendly. Games, maybe contests for kids too. It's quite inclusive.
And the atmosphere. Lederhosen, mandatory.
Not mandatory, but highly encouraged. Lots of people dress up in dirndls and Lederhosen, which really adds to the fun. And yes, live German bands playing traditional music. Definitely expect some singing and maybe dancing. It feels pretty authentic.
Wow. Quite the range.
Yeah.
Okay, one last festival to round things out. And this one sounds like it really brings everything together. Vegas Unstripped Food and beer pairing seems central here.
Absolutely central. This one is billed as a unique food and drink event. It's about showcasing local talent across the board, chefs and brewers.
So it's not just food trucks alongside beer tents.
No, it's much more integrated. Think of it like a culinary playground. You wander between different food stations, each potentially paired with a specific craft beer. The creativity is really high.
Can you give an example of a pairing they might do?
You might get, say, a really inventive, spicy barbecue slider designed specifically to complement a bright, hoppy IPA. Or maybe a delicate seafood dish matched with a crisp saison. Or even a complex dessert paired with a rich stout or a tangy sour ale.
So the pairings are really thought out.
Meticulously. The whole point is to show how the food and beer enhance each other, to encourage you to explore those flavor interactions.
Okay, that sounds amazing, but potentially overwhelming for the stomach. Any tips for attendees?
Definitely arrive hungry and ready to explore. Pacing is key. Maybe try smaller portions so you can sample more. And the biggest tip, talk to the chefs and brewers.
Why that?
They love sharing the stories behind their creations. You get these amazing insights into why they paired certain things, the techniques they used. It just deepens the whole experience and your appreciation for the craft, both culinary and brewing.
Fantastic. So really, it's an incredible spectrum we've covered.
It really is.
From that massive Great Vegas Festival of Beer setting the national pace, yeah, to the deep dive of Beer Week building local community, the easy access of Downtown Brew, the party vibe of the Beer and Music Fest, the relaxed learning at Nevada Brew Fest.
And the cultural fun of Oktoberfest and the high-end pairings at Vegas Unstripped.
Yeah, it shows Las Vegas has truly built this diverse, vibrant ecosystem for craft beer lovers. It's not just one thing. It caters to pretty much everyone.
It really does. And, you know, looking at all this, these festivals, they're clearly way more than just excuses to drink beer, aren't they?
Definitely seems that way.
They're hubs. Community hubs, places for culinary innovation, cultural expression. It makes you wonder, what does this thriving scene tell us about how entertainment and like social connection are evolving, especially in a city like Vegas?
That's a great point. Maybe it signals a shift towards more curated, experience-driven events.
Could be. And how might that influence what other cities start offering? It's interesting to think about. It's about creating these multi-layered experiences.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully this deep dive gives you a great starting point to explore these festivals yourself, find your own favorite moments, and maybe chat with some of those passionate brewers and chefs.
Yeah, dive in and discover something new.
We've certainly enjoyed digging into it. Now, the question is, what deep dive should you take next?